We got a big event coming to Live Casino Pittsburgh Friday, May 16th. It's comedian Aaron Weber, and I welcome Aaron to the show now. How are you, man?
All right. Good to be here. Thanks for having me, dude.
Awesome.
I am doing great. Looking forward to getting up there to Greensburg.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time.
We're looking forward to having you. Now, let me, if I might, introduce you to my listeners with a little quick Aaron overview, and please stop me if I botch any of the details.
Okay.
Folks, Aaron Weber. Weber's based in Nashville, Tennessee, where I understand you don't honk your car horns, right? Inside joke. Well, not till you filled up with gas, anyway. He's a regular performer at the Grand Ole Opry. He's the youngest stand-up comedian ever to step into that circle. How am I doing so far?
This is unbelievable. This is the best part of my day so far. Keep it going.
And by the way, feel free at any time to just jump in and say, this is Aaron Weber, by the way.
Let me tell you, I love this, Dave. Let me tell you what, man, you keep going. I'm going to sit back. This is unbelievable.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to introduce you. You graduated from Notre Dame. I understand you still owe them money, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said I would pay them back when they win a national championship, and I thought I was going to have to do it this year.
It's been, what, 27?
So the silver lining of that loss was they're never going to get that $20,000. I'll tell you that.
Good for you, man. Now, you've toured with a lot of big names. Bert Kreischer, Kevin Pollak, Pauly Shore, just to name a few. What's it like being on the road, you know, as a younger comedian with big names like that?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about comedy is how quickly you're getting to work with guys like that. I mean, I was opening for some of the biggest names in comedy within a few months of starting. Now, that's pretty quick, but just imagine a world where you pick up a guitar and then within, you know, a few weeks you're opening for the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
You know, that's kind of the equivalent. So I've been real lucky. It's good to be in Nashville. There's good comics around all the time. So that's a big part of my career was being in the right room at the right time. So I've been real lucky to open for a lot of really great comedians.
Do you have a favorite you like to tour with, you know, an idol or, you know, an influence?
You know, look, I do a podcast every week with Nate Bargatze, who, when I started, was like
he's funny
the
guy
for all of us. And it's weird that he's become kind of like my friend now. So I don't even really think of him in that way anymore. But every now and then there'll be somebody. I open for Kathleen Madigan sometimes, and I think she's like an all-time great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the cool thing about comedy is everybody's so different. There's so many different styles that I like a little bit in a ton of different people. So that's the fun part about stand-up.
Yeah. It's amazing when your peers become your colleagues.
Yeah, it's great.
You mentioned the Nateland podcast with Bargatze and Brian Bates, two very funny guys. I understand you like to talk about, you know, real important world issues like, you know, we talked about honking car horns in Nashville.
Right. Well, the whole premise of the podcast was we started it in 2020 when the world was on fire, everything was serious.
Oy.
We said, let's give people an alternative to that. So we talk about nonsense every week. We just did an episode that's about gardening, and we don't know anything about gardening. So you're gonna learn nothing about any topic. You'll be dumber than when you started the episode. So that's the goal, just kind of funny friends talking about nothing.
Nice. Back in 2017, you helped break the Guinness World Record for the longest stand-up comedy show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Nashville comedy scene collectively, spearheaded by a guy named Chad Ryden, we decided to break Los Angeles' record for longest continuous stand-up comedy show with multiple comedians. So we did a show that lasted 10 days of just continuous one comic bringing up the next for 10 straight days. Sets at 3 in the morning, sets at 1 in the afternoon. It was exhausting, and it was some of the most fun you could have in comedy.
184 hours, 31 minutes. That's
yeah, that was
crazy.
Just the first year, and then we stupidly tried to break it every year. So by the end of it, it was just way too long.
I heard a quote from someone that said, it's the greatest, dumbest thing we've ever done thrice.
Yeah, that's a perfect way of putting it.
Wow.
You know, by the end of it, you're glad you did it, but there's some times in the middle, like, why are we doing this?
Aaron, I'm a movie guy. You're a movie guy, and your favorite movies, I know, are anything with Paul Giamatti in it, correct?
You're referring to my MySpace page. I love the research that you did on this.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I love Paul Giamatti. I think he's the most underrated actor of, you know, the time. My favorite movie of all time is The Shawshank Redemption.
There you go.
I think it's a perfect movie. I know that's kind of like a lame, boring take to have these days, but first time I saw it, I said, that's as good as it gets, and I've been a fan ever since.
I tell you, his role as Pig Vomit Rushton in Private Parts was one of my favorites. Folks, you can see Aaron Weber at his upcoming show at Live Casino Pittsburgh in Greensburg. It's Friday, May 16th. Go to the casino's website for ticket information. Aaron, where else can our listeners go to get tickets and more information?
Well, you can see Dave did some of the research at my MySpace page at AaronWeberComedy.com. You can check that out. All my dates are on there. I've got links to my special. You can check out. Just watch some of my stand-up. See if you want to come see me. And you do. Looking forward to being up there in just a few weeks. Thanks, Dave.
We're looking so forward to having you. Thanks for taking some time for us today. Best of luck with the upcoming show at Live Casino Pittsburgh and continued success on your tour and with the Nateland podcast, man.
Thanks so much, Dave. You have a good one, man.
You too. And don't forget to stop and get gas in that horn.